Coast Radio News for Thursday, January 2nd, 2020. For Coast Radio News, I'm George Henry. Exploring the outdoors will cost a little more in 2020. Boating, hiking, camping, and fishing fees have all increased. New legislation enacted for the new year will see adventurous paying for waterway permits for non-motorized flotation devices like kayaks, canoes, and stand-up paddle boards. Senate Bill 47 requires a $17 annual waterway access permit or a $5 weekly permit. The cost for visiting Crater Lake National Park will double this year from $15 to $30 per vehicle, and more than double for motorcyclists as the fee increases from $10 to $25. About the only fee not impacted for 2020 is for tent camping. That will remain the same for state parks. The Oregon Department of Revenue has issued a notice that taxpayers that wish to change their withholding status must do so with the Oregon W-4 form beginning this year. The federal form will no longer be accepted. The Oregon form is calculated with allowances that the federal form does not permit. People that are more at risk for an increase in Oregon taxes are those who started a new job in 2019, updated their federal form in 2018 or 2019, live in a two-earner household, or previously claimed deductions that have now been impacted by federal tax law changes. Employers should provide the new form, or it can be downloaded at oregon.gov/DOR. On Monday, a 25-year-old North Bend woman was arrested and charged with second-degree murder as police responded to a call about 7:40 p.m. North Bend police and paramedics arrived at a home to find 58-year-old woman Ramona Matthews suffering from multiple stab wounds. Efforts to save her were unsuccessful and she died at the scene. The woman's daughter, 25-year-old Alexis Marie Berquist, was arrested at home and charged. Another change in Oregon by the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife requires crabbers in 2020 to mark their pots with a visible marker. The identification tag must have at least one of the following items listed: permanent address, phone number, ODFW ID number, or vessel identification number. The rule is not in effect for crabbing pots used near piers, jetties, or beaches. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, January 2nd, 2020.